Yes, uh-huh.
Can you, do you remember what, how it was laid out, how the rooms were situated?
Well, I'd call it old shotgun house.
Oh, really? Could you draw me a picture on it?
I doubt that, because it's been so doggone long ago.
Could you just try, see if you can remember anything about it?
Really, I couldn't.
Well, what is a shotgun house?
One room right after another.
Well, can you see from, can you look in the front door and what?
Right on through.
Right on through?
Yes.
How many rooms were there?
Not over five.
Mm-hmm. Right in a line like that?
Yes.
Did you have a room that you called, like, what was the first room called? The room that you walked into?
Well, I called it the big room because all those kids.
Let's see, there were 8 or 9 children altogether.
Nine.
What about the room that you cooked in? What did you call that?
The kitchen.
And did you have a room where y'all would all sit around and talk together or something like that? Or what about the room that you ate in?
Well, that was it.
That, which one?
The dining room, that was it.
How was your house heated?
By coal.
In a fireplace or a stove?
Well, stove and fireplace too, yes.
On the thing that the smoke goes up through in a fireplace, in a house, what do you call that?
Chimney.
Mm-hmm. And the...
Now listen.
A lot of simple questions like that. I told you it wasn't hard. What about the place on the front, on the front of the fireplace, on the floor? What did you call that?
Well, we didn't call it anything then, but it's a hearth, isn't it?
Uh-huh. In the fireplace, well, if you used coal, did you ever use wood or anything in your fireplace?
Just to light the coal.
Uh-huh. Well, what did you call the piece of wood that you lit the coal with?
Kindling.
What about...
Hey, girl, you going...
What?
Mm. Come on.
What about things in the fireplace that you could lay wood across? If you had iron pieces in the fireplace?
No, nothing but grates in there.
Mm-hmm. Did you always call them grates?
Yes.
Have you ever heard of andirons?
Yes.
What would you use them for?
For to hold the wood. Mm-hmm. Logs, rather.
Mm-hmm. Well, above the fireplace, was there anything that you could set pictures on or vases on?
Yes.
What was that called?
Mantel.
And what about after the coal and the wood burned? What was the gray stuff that was left?
What, the ashes?
Mm-hmm. What about the black stuff that stuck on the side of the
soot?
Mm-hmm. And you were sitting in a what?
A chair, I imagine.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Gail, what's going on here?
This is just, see, I told you it was easy. It's just to see what you call things.
Mm.
It's not anything too personal. What about out in there in the lobby, if there is a long piece of furniture that several people could sit on at one time, what would you call that?
Well, I'd call it a divan.